Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to an expert talk from November 2019. Miss Ulrike Art and Alexa Damel, Performance Forum jury members, present Performance Accessories, Kick-Off Winter 2021-22.
So hello and welcome to our next lecture. So this time we are presenting the performance accessories together. Alexa Demel, she is a designer who creates the Performance Forum every season. So she is with the Performance Days from beginning and is the specialist and in textiles and materials and accessories here. So therefore, I'm proud and happy and thankful that you're here helping me to explain the accessories. And why are we talking about accessories? So this is only, somebody told me the last days, this is only a zipper, only a button. But I think all these small parts make the great difference, because especially if you're creating sustainable garments, you need to have the sustainable accessories as well. So therefore, not only the fabrics displayed at Performance Forum, but the accessories as well are selected in terms of sustainability. So what do they offer? What types of sustainability you can find with these small parts? Even zippers, even buttons, even tapes can be made of recycled materials, recycled polyester, recycled polyamide, recycled elastan, and the TPE products recycled, so that you every zipper or a buckle or whatever can be made of recycled material. And there are the same techniques used as you have when you're producing recycled fabrics. So the recycled polyester comes from post-consumer waste, comes from ocean plastic, the recycled polyamide as well. So even with the small parts, they need the color. They need the same color as the garment is. So we can use sustainable dyeing methods as the solution dyeing. Later on, we will talk to you about the dyeing methods, because we have a wall special saving water with and energy with new dyeing methods. So of course, all these...
So, thank you, Uli. I just wanted to say something, because it's an honor to be here and present this with Uli together after so many years of creating this forum. We've been having a big positive surprise this year. As we said, it's going to be an all-sustainable forum. So, when we looked at the fabrics first time, we were pretty much amazed how many great approaches to sustainability had been found, and we could maybe provide you a very good selection of it. And when it came to the accessories, we were like, first of all, a little bit disappointed, because we thought, the choice is maybe not so good, not so profound. And then we looked closer, and we found some really interesting details that we are going to present to you now.
Lots of, so it was very exciting at the second look that there were so many sustainable solutions. And as with the fabrics, we really tried to find and to present only the materials and the accessories that are certified with certificates as BlueSign, Ecotex, CDHC or GRS, the recycled standard. And later on, if we go and present the labels, you will see that there are natural materials as well as the recycled wool, silk, apple skin, bamboo, nutshell, and so on. So let's start first with the visibility add-ons. On the one hand side, this is from the fashionable perspective. It's stunning and amazing, because you can use it not only as a safety additional, you can use it to bring some more fashion into the functional styles. And these prints are made on recycled polyester. They are made on recycled nylon tape. They are BlueSun certified. But my question is, Alexa, the glass beads, can you fix it with a sustainable material, or what do I have to use to fix it?
Yeah, I mean, one has to see, we had some really two very strong sustainable persons in the jury this year. And one of them told us that actually to make reflective materials is super difficult to have them in a sustainable way, because you can have the base of recycled polyester in it. You can recycle the glass beads, but if you want to have sustainable polyurethane, this is the base that fixes, actually, it's very difficult because the option of sustainable PU film to use is outrageously expensive, so the companies still use the usual way because it cannot be broken down properly easily, so it's combined with a lot of cost.
But I think it will come step to step. So most parts of even these reflective materials are sustainable. Here you can see once again that we were talking about recycled glass bits. So even these small parts have a sustainable input. Much more easier is it to find totally sustainable materials if we talk about labels and patches. So because we have lots of natural options like recycled cotton, recycled leather or whatever. So, but Alexa, what is apple skin?
Yeah, apple skin actually is a very fashionable item that everyone wants to have at the moment, because out of the apple skin, out of the trester that is over in the end of the production, so the waste of everything, you can produce a vegan type of leather, feeling very soft. So handbags are made out of it, labels are made out of it, and it's something that has become so much into fashion that it's quite difficult to get apple skin at the moment in certain items.
Ah, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. So it's durable as well. I didn't know that we could make even bags out of it. Okay. So on the other hand, of course, we are talking always about circularity. So we need materials that are biodegradable. Of course, all natural materials, as the leather, the cotton, and so on, is biodegradable as well. But here we are talking about biodegradable PU as well. So how can this happen?
Biodegradable PU is the so-called option of you have to break it down mechanically, or to break it down in its ancient polymer forms, or break it down chemically, to break it down back into its chemical components before you can biodegrade it, actually.
Ah, so there's not the threat that it will fall into microplastics, so it can it will be separated into its origins. Ah, that sounds great. So let's have a look. Here you can see the ways the sustainable labels are made, made of organic cotton, recycled PES, and we have renewable sources, for example, coming from seeds, but seeds not used for the food production. So this is very important. I mentioned it in my first lecture that all our natural sources are not coming from the food production. Even with the transfers, there are lots of new developments, because they are possible to pull to do on a wool surface. So it wasn't possible the last seasons, I think.
To actually for the glue to melt probably into a woolen, which is like a rough surface, and to hold on to it properly is not an easy way, and they found a way that it's still sustainable and very, very lasting.
Ah, that's good. Mm-hmm. So, and if you use less ink and you have water-based prints, I think one problem would be that there is some color loss, but they could fix the problem, I think.
Yes. It means that as the pigments are embedded into the material, it's also much more has much more stability.
Ah, that's great. Yep. Okay, so even with this all sustainable prints, there are new solutions that last. So this is important because if you're looking for sustainability, the product must be functional as well and meet all requirements from the customers. Same here, we have some new transfers with very low amount of ink and very fine lines. This is a great technique, I think.
Yeah, you actually have to go and see it in the forum, because if you touch it, it's so nice to touch it, and it's a very, very thin surface, and some of them have added ink in another layer, so it gives almost a 3D effect. It's very special and it's stretchable.
That's great. So it won't break if you stretch it. Okay, sounds good. And we found that there are some kind of fancy but sustainable prints. So there are coffee grounds used on the left-hand side on top, or reused plastics on the left on the bottom. Mm-hmm. We have sand on the right-hand side on top and the reused paper. So will this fix good on the materials? Do you think that this is lasting?
Yes, I think it's embedded into each other. So it's proper. If you don't scratch.
Yeah, and it's a great hand feel, so you don't miss it at the forum. So the tapes, there are lots of tapes that make your garment very interesting, especially these embossed and debossed products. So I don't know so much about it. What can you add, Alexa?
The tapes this year, they have really nice finishings this year. If you look, it's also a touch and feel. It's super soft and very nice 3D options and in nice rounded shapes, good elasticity, and also the jacquard feeling in the different kind of tapes. You should take a look at it and have the haptical feeling directly in the forum.
So all the tapes are made of recycled content, so you can find recycled polyamide or polyester, and the tape on the top, this is the double layer by the weaving machine, so you don't need any yarns additional. And this is very interesting and sustainable in both ways as well. So here you can see a foam printing and printable wool. This is a new development, I think, as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, there has been absolutely nice development. Even this foam print seems to be, I mean, we couldn't get deeper into the risk, but even the foam print seems to be from recycled components. So it's 100% recycled, the whole item. And printable wool means also that here you have the wool surface so fine that it's optional, it's possible to print on.
Okay, so, and if you have a look at the trims later on, you will find that there are the most sustainable content in it, because they are cradle-to-cradle materials. So this means it's recycled and recyclable polyester or polyamide. Of course, you have lots of natural polymers here, like the buckle you can see coming from the castor oil. I mentioned it before that you can produce all these synthetics made of natural sources, actually. So the most popular is the castor oil. You have biodegradable materials here. Shown on the photo is all together, the bio-based TPU, the recycled TPE, recycled PES, biodegradable PES. So even with these small parts, you can make a garment that is really cradle-to-cradle functional. And on the other hand side, you find very nice bio-based themes coming from natural sources, like the nutshells, the buttons, for example. You can find plant fibers and biopolymers, and even the steel button is stainless, so it can be recycled better than other buttons before. The same is with the zippers, because here you have a little bit more material than only with a button or with a lace or the zipper puller. So they are recycled materials or natural materials. You have PES from post-consumer sources. You can even have a PES coil.
Yeah, and what is important to know, I mean, the last couple of years, I mean, it has the tape has could be constructed out of recycled polyester, but now also the coil and the teeth are now, it's possible to have recycled polyester. So one can really, if you go into monofiber thinking, you can nowadays absolutely create a 100% polyester garment and bring it back into the recycling process.
That's great. So if you do the slider and the zipper puller made of recycled materials as well, then you have a really 100% recyclable garment. I love it. And here you can see that even the recycled materials, of course, can be fashionable. And once again, they are plant-based polyamides. And the colors come from solution dyeing. More about the solution dyeing we will explain later. So now the next is the additionals. And this is a name I didn't heard before. Alexa, what is bagasse yarn?
Yeah, what's really nice in the actual sewing yarn, you can also now add a bio-based polyester into it. Bagasse means it's actually the leftover from sugarcane production, sugarcane waste. That is also actually produced to a sort of an alcohol and then embedded with the polyester yarns. And so you have 30% bio-based material in the yarn for fabrication.
Ah, that sounds interesting. So even here, we are not talking about the style, we are talking about the fibers the fabrics are made of. So there's a new fiber by Roika, Cunova. So this is, I think, a recycled elastane?
Yeah, that's for the first time now we also have recycled elastane, which I think is quite not an easy process to create it, but at least it's one approach, because using elastane fibers in a fabric is always making it more difficult to bring it back into the recycled process. But at least with Roika, one can say it's out of a recycled elastane fiber.
Thank you so much. And here are some examples of great craftsmanship. So how is the deer done, Alexa?
I mean, all these samples, what you see here is like we have a graphic, the deer, which is like two fabrics, and you have a laser cut out and then a bonding on. So you have the under fabric shining through. And then you have, of course, the zipper solution, which you probably already know very well. And then here, this is a thumb pole with two basic PU components that are laid together and prepared so ready for production to be bonded and give a nice cuff detail.
And even in selecting these details, we were watching the sustainability, of course. So as well as if it comes to the applications inlays, the spaces. So if you see the fabrics clockwise, on the top on the right side, this is bamboo mesh. So it feels like a mesh, like a spacer, but coming from bamboo fibers. The green one is this recycled PES, the blue one recycled polyamide, and the red one recycled PES once again. So the spacer are really interesting and can be fully sustainable as well. And these solutions, the 3D solution in the print on the right-hand side, there are some technical and sustainable aspects as well, Alexa, I think.
Yes, you have bonded application that have like you have a deboss effects with a sustainable foam integrated, and you can have nice deboss effects around logoing or even zones where you need to have protection or around zippers. And on the left-hand side here, you see a very new overlay film which is actually now working perfectly on difficult nylon materials to apply ripstop downproof fabrics that have a very strong DWR. So it has a special glue that can, so you can apply now these kind of film directly to those difficult materials.
Thank you so much. That sounds interesting. So this is my favorite section, because if you come to insulations, you need more material than if you choose a zipper or a button or whatever. And there are so many new and sustainable developments, because on the one hand side, of course, you can use lots of natural solutions. You can use recycled wool or recycled polyester plus silk, hemp and silk, or wool plus polylactic acids. So there are lots of natural ways to give warmth to the body of the athlete. And of course, the 100% recycled polyester that is manufactured in so many ways. And here you can see that there is all about structure. There are many different structures to store the warmth, to keep the air inside. They have a great loft, they have a great hand feel. They aren't heavy, they are very light. And on the next slide, they have new additional benefits as graphene or the oyster shell and the fibers. Can you tell me more about these additionals?
Yeah, I mean, the graphene actually is a new textile material that is has been introduced into insulation, but as well also on a 2.5 layer as an extra print as the 0.5 layer, which is amazing because graphene has perfect thermal conductivities. It's antibacterial. It has good. It has lightness. It is electrostatic. So maybe Uli, you will explain us more about the graphene itself. What does it mean?
Yeah. So I don't know so much about chemistry, but I looked into the books of my son. So he's at college, and he explained to me that graphene is a very, very thin material. It's only one molecule by molecule, so that you don't need to have a thick layer. It's nearly, you can't feel it. But even with there's only one molecule by molecule and it's very flat, all these properties already are available. So it's great because it's the warmth comfort, and as you see, as you say, and the odor control, and so with this material that has no weight and you can feel it. That's why you can put it in the fiber, you can put it on the fiber for lasting. And the oyster shell is a kind of far infrared material, so it can reflect the rays coming from the body to give more warmth back to the body, and it's like other mineral additionals, I think. So it comes from the oyster shells, the powder is made from the food waste. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and our wall special. This is very stunning because even with the additionals, we found that there are lots of products that have very sustainable dyeing methods. So there are three different dyeing methods. Do you still know the names? Yeah.
I think we have this new standard called DICON HF, and then we have Kadira Reactive and Solution Dye. So Uli, would you like to explain to us what Solution Dye means?
Yeah, I think Solution Dye, you heard it before in the other lectures. This is, I think, the most popular way of dyeing without water, because you can have the polymer or the plastic chips before extruding, and you add the color without any use of water. And while spinning, the yarn gets the color because the plastic chips are melted and they take the color powder in it. So yeah, after spinning, the yarn is colored already.
I mean, what is amazing, it would never fade out. So, for example, if you create a sailing garment where we always have the difficulties with the sun and the salt water, and you have a red jacket on to have a good visibility, after 1 year, it's light pink. But
that's right.
with a solution dyed option, you have the chance that as the pigment is actually really melted into the fiber, into the chips, and then the fiber is created out of it, that you will have a bright red jacket your lifetime. And the great chance is if you keep the LAB values of the color code, you can even say after 10 years, I want directly this color again, and you give the same LAB value, and you have the perfect matching color without having a problem of not matching fabrics.
Yeah, that's one way of sustainable production as well. So if you want to know more about the new ways of sustainable production, don't miss our conference tomorrow. The whole day we will have interesting lectures. We call the conference Sustain and Innovate because we are talking about the innovations in sustainability. So thank you for this time. Thank you for coming and joining us, and enjoy the fair. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other expert talks, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2019 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.